This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are times you see things in this economy and you wonder, I wonder what the story is there. Marketplace's Amy Scott had that happen to her the other day. Those signs you see sometimes, depending on where you are, that say, we buy houses, or sometimes we buy ugly houses. And the story to be told is, who is behind those signs? Often they're real estate wholesalers who make money by connecting people who want to sell their homes fast with investors paying cash. Cash to be had, to be clear, at a steep discount. A new study's been looking at that practice and found a lot of sellers would be better off just listing their houses on the market the traditional way. But as Amy's about to tell us, there are a whole lot of reasons people might call the number on those signs.
Nicholas Chavez and his wife, Bunny Cabine, lived in a two-story brick row house in East Baltimore for 35 years, and they took great care of it.
We did a lot of work in the house. We redid the basement, kitchen, bathroom. So it was a nice, comfortable house, and it served its purpose.
But as they got closer to retirement, Chavez from the city's Department of Public Works and Cabine as a pharmacy technician, they were ready for a change. They felt like the block was declining. Longtime neighbors had moved away, and the house didn't feel as comfortable anymore.
I'm 70. My wife is 63. And you know, going up and down the steps and the tightness of the house.
They were tired of it. So they decided to sell the house and move into an apartment outside the city. For years, Chavez had seen the We Buy Houses signs everywhere. He called a bunch of the numbers and eventually found a guy named Rob Miller at True Properties.
I told him what my situation was. I told him what I wanted. He really surpassed what we were asking for.
They got $70,000. Miller didn't buy the house himself. He signed a contract to buy it and then sold that contract to an investor at a profit.
Hi there. Hey, Amy Scott, nice to meet you. Sorry, my hands are a little cold.
At Miller's office in suburban Baltimore, a whiteboard lists dozens of recent deals. He's been investing in real estate since he and his mom saw an infomercial about 20 years ago.
Everybody that's in real estate has heard the name Carlton Sheets.
Welcome to the 5 Steps to Buying Property by Carlton Sheets.
My mom looked at me and she said, hey, you want to split the course with me? It's $100. It's $50 a piece. I said, all right, sure, why not? And the course came in and I never let it down.
Sometimes Miller buys distressed properties to fix up and sell or rent out. Other times he makes money essentially matchmaking between home sellers and investors. He says, yes, people could make more money selling their houses through an agent.
But we don't charge any commission. There's no fees. There's no closing cost.
He takes houses as is, often in pretty bad shape, sometimes filled with junk. People who need to sell quickly are often going through hard times, a divorce, a death in the family, or they're deep in debt.
I'm helping people out of situations that are incredible. And it's not just about the house. You know, we actually care about the people and what you're going through.
Others see real estate wholesaling as predatory. Benjamin Price is a research fellow at Drexel University and co-author of a recent study called We Buy Houses, You Lose Out. Researchers found that in Philadelphia, the sale prices of homes sold informally to investors were more than 50% lower on average than comparable houses sold on the multiple listing service.
The main takeaway is that homeowners who choose to work with a wholesaler are likely missing out on a higher sales price and a higher return on their investment.
Price agrees sellers may have good reasons to work with a wholesaler, like speed and convenience, but he worries people are missing out on building generational wealth, especially in historically marginalized neighborhoods where wholesalers tend to operate.
Clearly, this type of activity is harming longtime homeowners at a time when housing equity should be rising for them.
I think the bigger story here is about entire neighborhoods and communities in cities like Baltimore that are underserved by the formal housing market.
That's Christine Jang Tretian. She's writing a book about informal housing markets in Baltimore. She says because real estate agents depend on commissions, they don't have much incentive to work in neighborhoods with low home values.
So a lot of homeowners and investors I've talked to in poor neighborhoods in Baltimore, they will tell you stories about how they called 5 to 10 different realtors and nobody's picked up the phone for them. It's near impossible to find a realtor. And this is kind of where wholesalers come in.
Nick Chavez, who sold his Baltimore house for $70,000 through a wholesaler, did talk with a realtor first. She thought they could maybe get $120,000, but they'd have to repaint and get inspections for lead and asbestos and then deal with open houses and showings.
People coming in and out, in and out. And it's not worth it to me.
And he honestly seems unfazed that they could have made a lot more money. I show him a printout of state property records listing the last few transactions of the house.
Okay, so
one shows a sale in May of 2022 for $70,000.
Would that be the investor who bought it from you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then that person turned around and sold it for $175,000, mm-hmm, a few months later. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
We know that's how it goes.
Yeah, we understand.
From across the room, Kabeen says, we know that's how it goes. As far as they could tell from the online listing, the investor hadn't even done much work on the house.
It was about us moving on. You know, and once you move on, you can't live with regrets. You can't worry about, okay, they got $175,000. Hey, we got what we wanted out of it, and we're doing okay.
They love their new apartment in a luxury building with an elevator and lots of parks nearby. He says whoever bought their old house overpaid. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.